This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Have you ever celebrated an accomplishment or been a part of a group celebrating an accomplishment? If you think this would be self-serving, think again. We've studied the book of Nehemiah, which recounts how returning exiles rebuilt the wall around Jerusalem. Nehemiah 12 describes the dedication celebration following the successful project. Leaders for this joyful celebration were selected from musically gifted Levites. They were organized into choirs, accompanied by musical instruments prescribed by King David, the man of God. One choir led a procession around the wall in one direction, while another choir led the procession in the opposite direction. When they met, they went into the house of God. On that day, it says, they offered great sacrifices, rejoicing because God had given them great joy. The women and children also rejoiced. The sound of rejoicing in Jerusalem could be heard far away, verse 43. That was some celebration. What a way to capture the sense of accomplishment and to tell all those who questioned or opposed you that in spite of their opposition, you were victorious. I'd suggest celebrating your accomplishments is not only a valid activity, it is wise. Parents should keep this in mind as a way of affirming their children. Leaders should celebrate the accomplishments of those they lead. It would be helpful to celebrate your own victories. But we must always remember to give God the glory, for He is the one who enables us to succeed. If these messages have been a blessing, I'd like to hear from you. Lud Golds@outlook.com.